When it's 4:43 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning. And yes, it is 26 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, it is the what? The 4th of Sha'ban, 1444. Where's our beloved Fadilatul Ustad on this early, mashallah, Saturday morning? Umslanga. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. I don't know about in Durban, but welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Zakaria Mota, Barakallahu feekum. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una, Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna ilma. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 45. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling every human being and is giving us a lesson. O human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Why don't you wonder, ponder, reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah, and then you will understand the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alam tara ila rabbika kayfa matta zil, chapter 25, verse number 45. Why don't you see? Why don't you look? Why don't you pay attention and look with your eyes and your spiritual eyes? Ila rabbika kayfa matta zil, to your sustainer, nourisher, provider, that same sustainer, nourisher who provided for us whilst we were in the belly of our mothers. That same sustainer, nourisher, who gave us nourishment the day we were born. We knew where to go for our milk. Everything came from Almighty Allah, comes from Him, and will come from Him. Alam tara ila rabbik, why don't you look at and visit and see your sustainer, Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of His power. Kayfa matta zil, how He prolongs and extends the shade. We see the sun rises, and then we see the sun sets, and then we see that the shadows lengthen, and thereafter, remember, they shorten. So all this, how is it happening with such precision and accuracy? Can you tell me the sun is doing that on its own? Can you tell me it is Mother Nature? Can you tell me some scientist or some professor is doing this? Obviously not. Any person who has a certain amount of intelligence and intellect will tell you that, nay, there must be a real superpower, a real supreme being, and that is what we call Almighty Allah, the one and only, the only Khalik, the only Creator. Just look at the sun, what precision, what accuracy, the sunrise, the sunset, and then the shadows lengthen. They increasing or decreasing depending on the season and depending on the weather and climatic conditions. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَأَلَهُ سَاكِنَا. And if Almighty Allah decreed, He could have kept it stationary. There should not be any movement of the sun. There should not be any movement of the shadows. They should remain stagnant. Almighty Allah shows us this during the solar eclipse. that we see the brightness, the radiance, the effulgence of the sun is decreased to a great degree. So the solar system, how it is functioning with such peace, with such harmony, and there are no accidents, show us the greatest computer, the greatest machine, and you will see it will have to go for service, it will have to go for lubrication, and it will sometimes fail. You remember 1912, there was the Titanic. They told us that it is unsinkable, and the rest is history. They send the rocket to space, and they call it Challenger. Who you want to challenge? And they must remember, in matter of minutes, it was blasted to smithereens. Oh, Americans, don't for a moment think that you are the superpower. You are the zero power. And therefore, we showed you in front of the whole world the humiliation and defeat of America and 47 other countries. The coalition of 48 defeated by the Taliban, subhanallah. That is the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. ثم جعلنا عليه الشمس دليلا. Subsequently, thereafter, we made the sun the evidence of this. Just look at the sun. We cannot even look into the sunlight. So what do we think about Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? His nur, his tajalli, his power, his radiance, his effulgence. But out of his benevolence, out of his grace and mercy, he taught us and informed us, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. For you, the people who lived with Iman and Islam, and you passed away with Iman and Islam and faith on Islam and conviction, then for you is Jannat al-Firdaus, is the paradise. And then I will still shower you with one extra bounty. Now all the people of Jannah are relaxing, enjoying. They elated and delighted in Jannah, in Jannah and paradise. Almighty Allah will ask them, Alam azidka alayka shay'a? Should I not give you something extra? They will say, what more, Ya Allah? We just desire, and it's there. No load shedding, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. What more can we ask for? Allah says, you saw makhluk, you saw creation. Now you will see the Khaliq, you will see the Creator. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. There are so many faces who will be shining and glittering, and they will be looking at Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, رُؤْيَةِ بَارِي تَعَالَىٰ, to see our beloved Creator. And remember, we should read this dua. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that day the best day in my life, the day I meet you, Ya Allah. And in Jannah, we want to see you, O Almighty Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka lazzata an-nazar ila wajhika al-kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you grant us the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance. All these ahadith you will find, and sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Musnad Ahmad. So that is today's lesson. Let's take you around the world and see what justice is there or injustice is there. Number one, we go to Gitmo. And you know Gitmo is Guantanamo Bay. And it was then established during the Bush regime, George W. Bush, who is 100% war criminal. He and Tony Blair, both of them haramis, and both of them should be hanged in public. Now look at this. Two Pakistani brothers released from Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, without any charges. And remember, they were arrested in 2004. And now 2023, after two decades, and they were tortured, persecuted. So remember that they must sue the American government. The Pakistani government must sue them, the Americans, for all this. Just imagine if these two brothers were Jutlas or Jews or Christians or somebody from some important country. Then what should have happened? But you will find it will be mentioned somewhere in the margin. Remember that America is the biggest, with Israel, the illegitimate child of America and Britain, the biggest terrorist, remember. I am asking the world that what recourse, how can they address and readdress this? should they not be given reparations? So should not they be paid? Do they not have a chance to go to any court and sue America? So that is what we are asking for. We all want peace, but peace must be based on justice, not based on the white man's hegemony, that the non-white, the person who's a Muslim, will be treated differently compared to the white skin and white complexion. Now see, the ex-ambassador, he says that the apartheid terrorist regime, he won't use all these words, but the message is the same. By building human settlements there on the West Bank, remember, Biden must intervene because this is illegal and it is breaking the agreement that Israel made with America. But you know today what it is. The Jutlas will buy off the politicians there in the White House. They will buy out, you must remember, the politicians there in Congress and so forth. And they will just whitewash it and so forth. But the humiliation is there for everybody to see. Remember this. Tonight, you will see after the Sabbat. They call it Sabbat. So Sabbath, you must remember that again, inshallah, there will be 80, 70, 100,000 people marching against BB and his cronies and comrades and his haramis. And remember, this will be the 8th consecutive week. They'll be marching in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, and various parts of Israel, occupied Palestine. So the humiliation is continuing for BB. He's having nightmares, which he never expected to have. Remember that. Then you must remember that some American politicians are demanding and saying that all American troops must be removed from Syria. Now tell me this, how do you justify this? That when you speak of occupation, but one side of Syria, America is occupying, they're stealing the oil of the Syrians, smuggling it to Iraq, and then it goes to them and so forth. So are these people not the biggest crooks? Are they not the biggest terrorists? Are they not the people bringing instability there to Syria? So therefore, all American troops must be kicked out and expelled. Therefore, we say occupation of anybody's country is 100% terrorism. And then you see the British foreign minister. Now look at this one. The British foreign minister says, we got nothing to do with the terrorists and the harami and the fascist and the right-wing politician, the Itamar Ben-Gvir. They don't use all those words, but that is meant in the unsaid, you know, that you need to just read between the lines. We're not going to deal with him because remember that he's 100% racist and he's 100% fascist and he's 100% terrorist. So therefore, what a shame, disgrace. I told you, 101 times, Duribat alayhimu zilla, Almighty Allah has stamped disgrace and humiliation upon the Jutlas. But we don't say every Jew is our enemy. We will always say majority of them. And that's what Quran is teaching us. Laysu sawa'a. They want to charge Ehud Barak. Do you even know who is Ehud Barak? Ehud Barak was one of the prime ministers of the past of Israel. They want to charge him and say that he is now inciting the people and the masses in Israel for and to civil disobedience. So people are revolting, rebelling, and this is now mobilizing the opposition, Lapid and all of them. For us, they're all our enemies. Remember this. But we say what the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think and consider them to be united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. But their hearts are fragmented and totally disunited. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no intelligence and intellect. That is what our Creator is informing us. So this we understand now. How can you go and steal other people's land? How can you go and demolish our mosque? How can you go and kill innocent children? So this is what is harami, is the biggest terrorist. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Is Iran racing towards nuclear? Very good. So why are you worried about it? if Israel has 300, 400 or more, you must remember, nuclear. So why can't Iran have that? Just answer that question there. And I told you, there's Arab puppet regimes swimming in millions and billions and trillions and zillions of dollars, hopeless, useless, cannot even make one bomb and so forth, because the bootlicking of America and Israel goes on. So it's very good. Iran must go on. We don't agree with Iran on 80% of the issues, with them being Shia and so forth, but what is right is right. So how other countries have the right, India, Pakistan are nuclear, so why should Iran not be a nuclear? And then Iran is going to sell arms and what have you to Syria, and Russia will be selling to Iran. So you see, the opposition bloc is getting bigger and stronger, and that's very good. We don't want people to bully us. You must remember that. Now when I was there in Richards Bay, when I landed there, it was only our plane. So I'm looking around, I just see helicopters. So you have the Chinese guys are there, the big shots, and then you have the Russians and the South Africans. And this is causing big headache to the Americanos, the Yankees. So what does America say? America say we have to review our ties and relationship with South Africa. Can you believe that? That because South Africa told them, go to hell, you don't dictate to us that we must support you and the West and against Russia. We are autonomous country and we will take our own decisions. You cannot come and bully us. And now they see the ties are strengthening between South Africa, China, Russia. So this causes the bully, the real terrorist, big headaches. Shame on you. And for you, Hajis, Hujjaj, Pilgrims, good news. You know your six operators in the Cape have also been allowed to take Hujjaj. So you have more operators to choose from. You make your choice. But if you want my opinion, then inshallah, during the course of the day today, that you just send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184, and I'll tell you what my suggestions are, and inshallah, then you choose your Hajj operator. May Almighty Allah take every Muslim to the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ziyarat, and always make intention, oh beloved Allah, take us to Aqsa al-Mubarak between 6 and 8, inshallah. Sorry, between 7 and 9, not 6 and 8. Between 7 and 9 this morning will be Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, and this evening between 6 and 8, inshallah, will be our brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat, inshallah Aziz. So Jazakallahu Khairan to all our brothers, our trustees, our imams and ulama, whether it was in Masjid-e-Ikram, Mawlana Zamir Khan and his team, and there in Avondale, Mawlana Randeri and his team, that is a capital group, and remember there in Masjid Mahmood in Clare Estate, where the Mawlana Badats are, mashallah, Mawlana Ibrahim Badat's wife, Fatima Badat. She's an avid, avid listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant her Shifa'i Kamil. Almighty Allah grant all those who are ill and sick complete, complete Shifa. You were asking me about the weather. So I'm here in the garden, mashallah, open under the open skies. No noise today of the generators, peaceful. And I can hear the chirping of the birds, and I can hear the waves and everything. Wonderful, beautiful Durban. Day and night, people got the aircons on. So that is where we are. So we carry on, Maulana. Barakallahu fik.
Ameen, 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 ameen. I must tell Ustad this, that all the non-Muslim listeners love Mufti AK, and they love your show, Ustad. I see Sister Tilly says, please do not get tired of me asking you questions every morning. My question to you this morning is, AK, are there scientific evidence that Muhammad split the moon? Sister Tilly, Ustad.
We do not get tired of you or any non-Muslim asking us questions. We encourage you to pose questions, ask us questions regarding Islam, like you are doing. We are very, very happy. We appreciate it. And even if you ask something and you are proven wrong, There's no need for you to apologize. You continue asking your questions. Sister Tilly and others, tomorrow, Sunday, we don't have this program in the morning. We have a Q&A program in the afternoon, 2 to 4, and that is with Hafiz Hussein Wadi and myself. So, inshallah, today I will be back there in Johannesburg, and then, inshallah, Allah willing, that the programs will continue as normal tomorrow, today, tomorrow as well. Now, my sister, let's take your first point. Is it proven scientifically? So and so, I want to pose one question to you, my sister. In 2020, when the world came to lockdown, so who was involved in this? You must remember that you had the scientists, you had your doctors, you had your medical associations, you had the politicians. Do you really believe, my sister Tilly, that the vaccines were the right thing? Don't you see Pfizer, Johnson, Johnson, and all of them today, that this one, that one, are claiming it was a big hoax? So therefore, you must remember, it was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic. It was not a pandemic, it was a scamdemic. And therefore, even yesterday I spoke about this, you must remember that, that these type of issues, we need to expose the scholars for dollars. We need to expose those doctors and professionals. We need to expose those governments and to have a class action and sue them in their billions and trillions so that they must learn a lesson. I'm asking you, my sister Tilly, what do you say about that, where they were targeting the adults and ruined their lives? Now they are targeting our innocent children and they're telling them, take the vaccine for measles. And those same vaccines they have, you must remember, what we call pork and porcine. So that much for your scientific research. Our Islam, my sister Tilly, is not my logic, your logic. It is supra-logical. It comes directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and He informs us. And remember, go open chapter 54, verse number 1, one shaqq al-qamar. The chapter is known, qamar, referring, alluding to the moon. And the moon splits. So that is the greatest evidence for us. Because what comes directly from Almighty Allah is 100% perfect. And I told you about the sunrise and the sunset and the lengthening and the shortening of the shadows and the shades and so forth. So my sister, our iman and faith is iman bil ghaib. We believe in the unseen. The problem today is majority of people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, they believe in yu'minuna bil jayb, how they can commercialize the religion and sell it and so forth. Go and see what the Pope is doing. Go and see what the rabbis are doing. Go and see what the priests and the Maulana, some of them, are doing. So that is the big problem nowadays.
I've got a brother, Mason. He says, AK, why do Palestinians never get the empathy and support from the rest of the world like Ukraine is getting now? Ustad?
That's exactly our question. Exactly 1 year ago and one day on the 24th of February 2022, you must remember the invasion took place. Imran Khan, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, was there in Moscow and he was having bilateral discussions with Putin, and then the invasion took place. But remember that this is, we're speaking about whiteies. When white lives come in, then the white hegemony comes in. And when it comes to non-whites, Palestinians, Muslims, all that, so for these white people, it's considered a second, third, fourth class life. So you must remember that. So never mind recognizing empathy, sympathy for the Palestinians. You study America, you study Britain, France, Germany, Europe. 90% of them supporting Israel to the hilt, giving them material support, giving them arms, ammunition, and so forth. They're all an accomplice in this crime. And therefore, the day will come that they all will fall. You must remember, Jerusalem, the key to world peace. Read that book, my brother. You should find it on the Google. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And remember that it is by the Islamic Council of Europe, and the Quran teaches us, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that Almighty Allah delivered and rescued Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham peace be upon him, who was not a Jew, who was not a Christian, who was not an idol worshipper, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Chapter number 3, verse 67, he was a Muslim, and every prophet and messenger was a Muslim, who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah, never believed in any creation, and were teaching the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, the message of monotheism. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا, and Lot, his nephew, his brother's son, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that you go to that land where we have put blessings and barakah for the whole entire universe and creation, the land of Palestine. So in Canaan, Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, was there. Lot alayhi salam was there in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. So this is what they want. America, Washington will rule, and the capital will be Israel. So that is the white hegemony, the reset, the new world order. But it will not happen, inshallah. Therefore, we support Putin. Putin is putting them in the right places. He said LGBT, we will never allow. He said this white domination, West domination, we will never allow. And that's why we say, we pray to Almighty Allah, make Putin a Muslim, Ya Allah. Amen. We need that strong leadership and to show the world that we have true Muslim leaders. So that is our plea, and we beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
So Ustad, Vishnu is saying, why is Oman a silent country? Vishnu, Ustad.
My brother Vishnu, these are all satellite states. I've been to Oman, I've been to most of the Muslim countries, Arab countries, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Oman, if you go there, you go to Muscat, we've been there. You go to Salalah and so forth. Small little country, but they have oil, they have resources, they have this, they have that. But complete dictatorship, you must remember. The person who used to rule it at that time was Sultan Qaboos. Nobody could even go near him, you must remember that. Nobody even knew whether he was married or not and so forth. There the people say he was not married and lot of stories and so forth. Now the new leader is in. So when America puts the pressure, now the American diplomat is visiting the Middle East. So he's going to visit ABC country. Then they visit Oman, they visit Egypt, they visit here. Say, now we must see what we can do. So all of you must relax and you must allow and accommodate Israel more and more. Look at Saudi Arabia, that Murtad bin Shaitan, the enemy of Islam, but he considers himself to be the custodian of the holiest places, so of the Muslim world. And he allowed the Israelis airspace so their planes could fly over Saudi Arabia, Oman. So they're allowing the Israelis airspace. So what that tells you, the more you accommodate Israel, you will be good. And when you don't accommodate them, like the Palestinians say, we're going to fight till the end. And we know the Quran has taught us, chapter 17, verse 7, victory is for us. The hadith and the saying of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us, victory is ours. La taqumu sa'a. Qiyamah and the day of justice will never come. Hatta yuqatil al-muslimun al-yahud. Until and unless the Muslims, nothing about Arabs. Arabs will be there in minute numbers. The Muslims will fight from Taliban, Afghanistan, Khurasan, other parts of the world. Hatta yuqatil al-muslimun al-yahud. The Muslims will defeat the Jutlas and the Jews. Hatta yakhtabi al-yahudi yukhalf al-hajar wa shajar. The Jew will hide behind the trees and behind the stones. But that same stone and tree will say, Ya Muslim, Ya Abdullah Ta'al, khalfi yahudiyun, there's a jutla behind me. You sort him out, you see. So illal gharqat bada gharqat tree. Fa innahu min shajaril yahud. This tree belongs to the Jutlas and the Jews, Vishnu. So what happens is that they're planting the gharqat tree everywhere. This is authentic hadith. The words of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the Murtad bin Shaitan, they in Saudi Arabia, MBS, all these type of ahadith, they have expunged it and removed it from the syllabi and curriculum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Takbir Ustad, Allahu Akbar. I see somebody saying, yeah, but Mufti, I see Israel is attacking Nablus and Gaza. Is this a diversion tactic from what's happening between the Jews and the Zionists, Ustad?
Everything they try and do, that now tonight you will see, inshallah, 80,000, 100,000 Jutlas, Jews will be marching. They don't allow the Palestinians. They told them straight, you mustn't come and participate with us. This is our internal war and so forth. So now they want one thing, that let us kill more Palestinians and this will change the public opinion. But it's boomeranging on them because Allah's curse is on them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They plot and they plan and Allah has His master plan. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. You must remember Allah is the best of planners. These South African politicians, these overseas politicians and countries who tell you about two state, that two state is not worth the paper on which is written. Israel has stolen almost all the land of the Palestinians and occupy vast majority of it. So there'll be a one state solution and the one state solution will be the victory for the Palestinians. How in South Africa, Margaret Thatcher said in 1983, the ANC are dreaming of coming into power. And 1994, they were in power. So we're telling the Jutlas, you thinking that the Palestinians will never rule. Inshallah. Inshallahul Aziz. In my lifetime and your lifetime, you will find it will be Palestinian rule. And the flag of Palestine will be flying everywhere. And the Jutlas... You just have to go to the Haaretz newspaper. Last night I came back late from South Coast right to the North Coast. And after 11:30, I'm looking at the Haaretz before I sleep. And they had a cartoon. And you see Netanyahu and his minister on a high, tall building. And they're looking down and they're seeing the thousands and 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 Jutlas with the Israeli flag. And they say that, hey, this guy stole our flag. So the other guy say, don't worry, we will just amend the law. So the guy who made that cartoon, well done to you. So you must remember this, that all these are diversion tactics and so forth. So all Almighty Allah is humiliating them and they will not be able to divert public opinion. The only solution is one state solution. One man, one person, one vote, and one law for everybody. For the Palestinians, they got red number plates, then they got other color number plates. From which region you come, they can stop them, they can harass them, they can kill them, and nobody can say anything. So that is what's happening currently there.
So, Ustad, what's the latest in Turkey and our organization, the money we gave to, they're not telling us what's happening. What's the latest, Ustad?
So remember, this is a three-part question. Erdogan is in a tight corner. There must be elections this year. And as far as Israel, America, all that, they don't want him to win. But inshallah, with Allah's help and mercy, he will win the elections. Second one is this. The big, big operations are still carrying on. Now the most of the people who are there, and it is just, you know that there won't be any survivors now. It's so long. So Allah Jalla Wala accept their shahadat and the people who passed away with Iman and Islam. So that is martyrdom for them. And obviously it will take years for them to come back to where they were and so forth. So the international aid from Qatar and other countries and so forth has been remarkable. We must give them credit for that. And remember, as far as our South African organizations go, so you must remember that I don't have confidence in majority of them, because you must remember they will give this and that, and then they'll be posing there and telling you that we gave so many million, and then they put in dollars. I don't know why they have to put in dollars. Maybe because they are scholars for dollars, so therefore they do that, you know. But nevertheless, that I don't have confidence in them. We promote the Majlisul Ulama, and inshallah, anybody wants the details, you can send your money there. Hazrat Maulana for past 50 years is helping hundreds and thousands of oppressed people in the world. No name, no fame, everything done solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. No cutting expenses for yourself and all these things. So that's why we need to be clear on this issue. Yesterday a person told me that I don't trust these people with my zakat. I told him 100%. So that is where we stand on that issue. Doctor is here, Dr. Junaid Arbi. So now we're going to the musalla, inshallah. Ji, carry on.
Tell Dr. Junaid Arbi we made special dua for him and his family, Ustad. I've got a teacher from KZN, Teacher Nell. Good morning, AK. Is the African National Congress to blame for most of South Africa's problems? Teacher Nell, Ustad.
My brother, Teacher Nell, did you not kneel down and see my Buddha, my brother Nell, that now they're putting circles around the potholes and they're spraying ANC? I mean, we have to call a spade, you know. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, but everything was functioning, basically. And remember that we were non-whites, we still are non-whites, but we were getting second-class, third-class service, but we used to get the service. So now if you look at your education, you look at your medication and your medical supplies and hospitals, and then you look at the ESCOM and you look at SAA, and everything just seems to be falling apart. So who has to take the responsibility for the past 30 years? I mean, you have to look at it that way. And you have such a bloated government, nowhere in the world I think they have 2 ministers of education, but you will find that in South Africa. So 100% they have to take the blame. And you see the African themselves are getting frustrated, and many of them are saying that no, this cannot continue now. But we still say South Africa is the best country to stay and live in. So, mashallah, Allah Jalla Wala grant everyone guidance. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala bring peace, justice. They must get rid of crime and corruption. Then everything will be lungi. Then everything will be okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.